April 9, The Dangerous Seeds of Doubt. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. Those who are perpetually talking doubts and demanding additional evidence to banish their cloud of unbelief do not build on the Word. Their faith rests on circumstances. It is founded in feeling. But feeling, be it ever so pleasing, is not faith. God's Word is the foundation upon which our hopes of heaven must be built. It is a great misfortune to be a chronic doubter, keeping the eye and thoughts on self. While you are beholding self, while this is the theme of thought and conversation, you cannot expect to be conformed to the image of Christ. Self is not your Savior. You have no redeeming qualities in yourself. I is a very leaky boat for your faith to embark in. Just as surely as you trust yourself in it, it will flounder. The lifeboat, to the lifeboat, this is your only safety. Jesus is the captain of the lifeboat, and he has never lost a passenger. We need a more heavenly atmosphere to surround our souls. We need to have our lips touched with a live coal from off the altar. We need to hear the word from Christ, "Be thou clean." If we have scattered darkness, if we have accumulated rubbish and hoarded doubts, if we have planted seeds of doubt and discouragement in the minds of others, may God help us to see our sin. We cannot afford to drop a single word of doubt, for it will germinate and grow and bring forth a bitter harvest. We should take heed to the exhortation, "Be ye holy in all manner of conversation," 1 Peter 1:15. One seed of doubt sown, and it is beyond the power of man to kill it. God alone can pluck it from the soul. The great field of the promises of God has been presented before us, and by these we are to lay hold of faith, hope, and love. In these graces the church may shine forth and present to the world a living representation of the righteousness of Christ. Living faith grasps a hand of divine power, and faith is as an anchor to the soul, sure and steadfast. John says, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." 1 John 5:4.